Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to stir up that cloud, stir up that fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Put up Hebrews 2:4. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going somewhere, right? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. Are we going to expect miracles tonight?
Yes.
Did you come to expect a miracle?
Yes.
Signs and wonders by God?
Yes.
What's the point in coming here if we ain't going to see God operate? So I know some of you come in here after a hard week's work and all that stuff and everything else. But I want to share something before we pray here in a minute. We're going to pray here in a minute. Say, I'm going to pray in a minute. Praise God. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. I want you to remember this one. Character and conduct begins in the mind. Our actions are affected by the things we dwell on. So if you dwell on poverty, that's what will happen. If you dwell on self, that's what will happen. If you dwell on a bad marriage, that's what will happen. If you dwell on a bad wife, that's what will happen. If you dwell on a bad husband, that's what will happen. If you dwell on a bad service, that's what will happen. If you come in here mopey-popey and just dwell on something, that's what will happen. You're not going to see miracles. So your mind kind of controls. That's where the battle is. That's where it's won, in the mind. Amen? So what we dwell on, it kind of grieves the Holy Spirit. We're born again with a temple of the Holy Spirit. And God wants you and I to dwell on the things of God. To think on the things of God. His love, His grace, His mercy, His compassion. But the mind, the laws of the flesh, always wants to dwell on something. I wonder why God's not doing anything. Well, He ain't never going to do anything if you don't expect it and you don't speak it. Amen? So we dwell on that. Why is God not doing? Why has God done this? Why don't I have any finances in my pocket? And you dwell on it and you won't have any finances in your pocket. We got to learn to walk by faith. We got to learn to speak the word of God. We got to learn to renew our minds. We got to learn to speak the things that God speaks. We got to realize that we are His bride, that we are sons and daughters. We are kings and priests. Amen?
Amen.
But you just can't say that. You got to walk in it. Hallelujah. Amen? Those who can pray in the Spirit quietly right now. Hallelujah. Say, I'm blessed. With salvation through Jesus. I am blessed with grace, with mercy, with compassion, with the gifts of the Spirit, with the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is teaching me. I'm blessed with the teacher, the Holy Spirit, in my life. And right now, I release my faith, believing in miracles, believing in signs and wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. You got to say it, you got to say it, you got to expect it. I had MS for 7 years, and I had to keep on talking. I had to keep on saying it. You know, I don't like whiners, and I don't like complainers. God may love you, but I get upset with them. Hallelujah. So if He's a God of signs and wonders, you want a sign in your mind? You want a sign in your finances? You want a sign in your emotions? You want a miracle? Then you got to believe in Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My glasses are all dirty. I can't see nothing. This is right on film. Praise God. Ooh, where'd everybody go? No, I can't. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat now. I think I got them a little cleaner. Character and conduct begins in the mind. Our actions are affected by the things we dwell on. Some people dwell on, I don't have a husband. I don't have a wife. Well, you ain't going to get one. You got to go out and stir things up. You got to go out and look around. Everybody's afraid of a relationship. If you have one of these relationships, you can have a relationship with anybody. Well, I wish God would pick me a husband. Why don't you go out and pick one? I know you ain't done so well in some areas, but you got to keep on trying to get it right. Persevere. Some people don't like that. Some people have one or two and they go hide in the closet. Well, how are you going to get signs and wonders and a miracle from God? Oh, I'm sick of women. I'm sick of men. Well, you get real good and sick, maybe you'll get healed by getting one. You know, me and my wife went over to Walmart the other day. We bought some groceries. I bought a case of water. And I got out to the truck and I said, I don't think she charges for that water. The wind was blowing real bad. So I got in the truck and went home. And man, I got so convicted. I went over there this morning with a slip and I said, lady, I don't think you charge me for this. I want to pay for it. She looked at me like, but I paid the $5 or whatever it was for a case of water. See, when you start dwelling on things, you ought to get convicted by the Holy Ghost. Because he's going to convict you. Don't dwell on that. It's directing your life. It's causing the problems in your life. And the devil's having a heyday. Everybody in here dwells on something except what you're supposed to be dwelling on. You're supposed to be dwelling on Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says if you sow to the Spirit in Galatians, you'll reap of the Spirit. In 1 John 2:27, it says you have an anointing. He'll teach you all things. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you. He don't want to teach you how to dwell on, she's this, he's that, the pastor's doing this, the body's doing this, I don't have no jingles in my pocket, I'm dwelling on this, I don't feel good, I got a headache. My God. Hallelujah. So if you believe this is the kind of God you've accepted, then you ought to be expecting a miracle. Maybe you need it in your wallet. And that doesn't mean more pictures. I was telling Alan when I walked in, I said, you know, the thing is up to 300 million or 300. How much is it? I didn't play it, but how much is it? Someone says quite a bit. That's not how much it is. It's a, what is it, 3 million? What, 300 million? How much is it up to? No one knows. 320 million? Well, I was looking at that. I said, that'd be a good thing for Alan to win. If I won it, I'd have to get guide dogs and everything else. I'd have to call my friend Randy in California. He's called Black Hawk Security. He's the size of a mountain. What are you dwelling on? What are you dwelling on? Is it your back? There's somebody who's had off and on, has had some kind of a, not pain, but some kind of something, disturbance going on right here. The devil says you're going to die. Did you say you're a liar, Satan? Or did you dwell on it? I think I'm having a heart attack. Well, God's going to let you walk out of here without that pain. And he's going to help you not dwell on it, but help you to walk in the healing. The Holy Spirit is. Amen? People are saying, I didn't come to hear that. Well, you're going to hear it anyway, so this is all I get. Say, God supplies.
God supplies.
He has supplied.
He has supplied.
Finances.
Healing,
prosperity, power, anointing, visions, dreams, the mind of Christ, knowledge, wisdom in Christ. He supplied all the forgiveness I need. Hasn't he? Yeah. Praise God. Say, let truth abide.
Let truth abide.
Okay. You don't seem too excited tonight, so. Say, I'm going to listen to the illuminating ministry of the Holy Spirit. There's something not just right here yet. Something's just not right. I don't know if we should get the board out or what. I wish I could play a guitar, but I can't. See, I'm just wandering around. Some people say, what is he doing? It don't make no difference. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm following Christ. Just hang in there. It'll happen. Say, I'm believing for a miracle.
I'm believing for a miracle.
See, everybody wants a miracle, and they say, well, have I got to wait 6 months? No, tonight, right now. We're believing for a miracle tonight, right now. Amen? Does anybody have a bad report in here from a doctor? Anybody have a bad report? You used to have one. Well, what about now? And it left. Praise God. Anybody else have a bad report? Well, the reason why I'm saying that, I'm trying to get people who have a bad report to believe in a miracle. If you don't have no bad report, what do you need a miracle for? Maybe you need it in your finances. I want to go the right direction. I don't want to be believing for a miracle if you have a bad report, but there's nobody in here with a bad report. We're not going to go that direction. You understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense? I mean, we don't want to develop a bad report to get a miracle. Amen? Say, I have a good report card. My report card comes from the Word of God. I'm an A-plus student. I don't know what the plus is. I was never that high. I was a D-minus. But spiritually, I'm an A+. Amen? If I do something wrong, you'll correct me anyway, so. Open your Bibles, if you would, to 1 John, please. Hallelujah. God's going to revive us. God's going to encourage us. God's going to give us some information, you see. And it's going to help us, encourage us, and so on and so forth. He encourages us, doesn't he, from his word. Amen? But sometimes there's some things we're just not doing. We need to know some of the things to get over the top. And that's what God's going to do tonight. Let truth abide. Verse 24, what did I say? 1 John 2:24? Is that where you're at? You're going there now? I didn't say it yet? But I just said it, didn't I? Now I did. Thank you. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. Listen now. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and the Father. I want you to look at that, saints. If you hold on to what is in the beginning, and we're going to go and show what God's talking about in the beginning. If you hold on to what is in the beginning, if you heard from what the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and the Father. So God's going to give us information as to what he means in the beginning. You won't get everything tonight, but it's going to refresh you. You see, people don't realize that we have the Son and the Father. If we hold on to the beginning holding on to is the revelation in light of something God's going to show us. Amen? So some people get caught up in dwelling on things and get away from and don't confess and hold on to the beginning. Hold on to the revelation in the light. So let's go on here. We'll get over to there in a minute. 25. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. That these things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So God wants you to understand. Where do we go? Oh, you jumped up. Go back to 24. Therefore, let that abide in you. So it has to abide in you. It has to live in you. You have to confess it. You, what you heard from the beginning, if what you heard from the beginning abides in you, stays with you, remains attached, becomes a part of you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. Have you ever wondered why you haven't seen miracles and so on and so forth? The anointing wants to teach us. It goes on to 27, talks about that. The anointing will teach us all things. But the anointing which you have, say, I have anointing. It's going to teach me to abide in the beginning. And I'm going to learn what the beginning is. It's going to refresh me. The Holy Spirit will teach me. It'll become a part of my life. And I shall never let go of it. And I will abide in the Son and in the Father. See, a lot of people don't realize there is a person called God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. And when we got Jesus, he wants us to make sure we have the revelation that we also have the Father at the same time. So that means you're not trying to get what the Father has to offer because you have it all. Say, I have it all. I have no lack. In my spirit is the Holy Spirit and the promises of God. Hallelujah. Okay, now turn back if you would please. The 1 John, same place, only to 1:4. We'll go with 1, chapter 1, verse 1. Did you get that, Steve? That which was from the beginning we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. God wants you to understand the beginning was that Jesus always was, that he was with the Father. He became flesh and walked amongst us. See, a lot of people try to get someplace. Always remember now that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. We see the Word of God with our eyes. We see the works of God. We see the cross. We see the blood. We see the forgiveness. We see the grace. You see, we have to hold on to which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the Word of life. I don't know if you can grasp this right away. Let me tell you something. Any seed I plant in you, you may get the harvest 6 months. You may get the harvest in a month. You may get the harvest tomorrow. It depends on the individual. It depends on how much you let the Holy Spirit take you deeper into God. Because everything we learn about God, and I haven't arrived, but everything we learn about God, if He says, if you hold on to the beginning, there is a light and a revelation that He's trying to get to us here, that if we'll hold on to that, we'll be in the Son, we'll be in the Father also. But you have to hold on to the beginning. You have to have light and revelation and have understanding of the beginning. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled concerning the word of life. I've handled the word of life. See, the word of life is Jesus. He is the word. And so God wants you to understand that the beginning is very important to God, else He wouldn't have said that. Is that true? Hallelujah. And the life was manifested, we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested to us. To who? Hallelujah. The life was manifested, we have seen and bear witness in verse 2 and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested in us. That's Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write to you that your joy may be full. See, a lot of people are sad. A lot of people are oppressed and depressed. And the reason for it is, I think we have lost light and revelation of some things of the beginning, which God wants us to understand tonight. We may not get the whole picture, but God is telling us something. It's important to God about the beginning. It's important that we understand where Jesus always was. There was no beginning and no end as far as the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is concerned. But He said, I want you to understand it. If you understand the beginning, if you understand that Jesus was with the Father, if you understand this, see, right now, the Holy Spirit is working with people in here right now, trying to get you a light and a revelation of this because it's important. God wouldn't say, if you remember or connect to the beginning, you'll be in the Son and in the Father, correct? And so all I can do is put it out there and let the Holy Spirit help you, give you knowledge and wisdom where He's going tonight. I'm not going to give you all the answers. I'm going to bring the Scripture to you. Then you're going to ask the anointing to teach you. The Holy Spirit to teach you, to bring light and revelation to what God the Holy Spirit is saying tonight. Does that make sense to you? All of us are anointed. All of us, God wants to teach us. You see, He didn't do away with the teaching ministry, but He says, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. So I want God to teach me. What do you mean if I remember the beginning? What do you mean, God, when you say, if I remember, I can be in Jesus and also in the Father? That all these things in John, the Father gave to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit was going to take from Jesus and give to us. But if I don't believe or have light and revelation of the beginning, and it's a very simple answer right here, saints. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Listen, saints, God wants to open your eyes. God wants to let the anointing teach you. He wants to bring you in light and revelation of this. Because listen, saints, I keep saying it, but He would not repeat. If you remember the beginning, you'll abide in the Son and the Father. Right? Amen? Hallelujah. Seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. See, every time we touch the word, every time we pray, we're handling the word of life. Every time we say Jesus, we're handling the word of life. Every time we say the word of God here, we're handling the word of life. Why? Life is in the word. Amen? So, if I go back to what we said earlier, character and conduct begin in the mind. Our actions are affected by the things we dwell on. But when you handle the word of life, and you get let the word of life come into your mind, come into your thinking, and you ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and counsel you, you see, we're not talking about buying a book, and you can do that because there's nothing wrong with that, but the Holy Spirit says you don't even need anybody to teach you. Listen now. He's not doing away with the teaching. If you'll study Wigglesworth, he had no education at all. He was taught by the Holy Spirit. In the upper room in the book of Acts, you see, they weren't taught about tongues. They just were obedient up there. There is a place in God for people can receive things, be obedient, and walk in the supernatural power of God. And it's not wrong to go to school and learn things. But there is many, many evidences of people who didn't go to school, who had no teaching, I mean the Bible school, who had no teaching, and yet the Holy Spirit taught them everything they know. Are you listening? So don't put school down. Don't put the teacher down. But there is an anointing in you and I that wants to teach us, take us into places, and bring to light and revelation to us about the handling of the word, about remembering the beginning. Where did all this begin? You see? So God says here, if you want joy, most people are not in joy. Most people are not happy today in the world. Most born-again Christians, that's sons and daughters, are not happy. They have no joy. And you wonder why. Well, somewhere we dwelled on the flesh, and we left the anointing of the Spirit of God. We haven't been listening to the Holy Spirit. And so you don't seem to have joy in your life. And God wants you to walk away from here tonight knowing that if you'll ask the Holy Spirit to teach you about this beginning, what does God want us to get from this? See, a lot of us want a plate to be brought to you and you feed people. You know, we feed them here, I'll take a little bit of this, but there's a time that comes in our lives when you must rely on the Holy Spirit. So when the Word speaks to you, you ask the Holy Spirit, I need to have you teach me and counsel me about what do you mean about the beginning. I want light, I want revelation, I want to hold on to the beginning so I know that I'm in the Son and in the Father. And when you try this, your mind will wander all over the place. But it's very important. Turn to John 15:7, Steve, please. Hallelujah. John 15:7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. But you see, somewhere we move away from the handling of the word, the light of the word, the revelation of the word. We're over here trying to get it. We've been dwelling in the mind, you see. But he says, if you abide, if you remain attached to me. The only way we can remain attached is constantly asking the Holy Spirit to teach us. Give us light. Give us revelation. Let me know more about Jesus. Let me know about more about the suffering, the death, and the resurrection. His grace, His mercy, His compassion, His power. Teach me the power of the anointing, the healing anointing, Holy Spirit. Teach me how to flow in the healing anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you have to abide, and you don't abide by just reading that. The Holy Spirit teaches you how to abide. But then, listen to now. See, a lot of stuff we're saying, the word's not working in a lot of areas. If he says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you'll ask whatever you desire, and it'll be done for you. I'll give you the desires of your heart. But are we just reading it? Or is the Holy Spirit actually letting us handle the word where it becomes a part of us? You see what I'm saying here? Hallelujah. So a lot of us read this, and you read some other scriptures, you think you're abiding, you ask for something, and it don't happen. Because somewhere we moved away from the beginning. And you can't get benefits from Jesus and the Father, which you are in. You're in the Son and you're in the Father. In all of that, the Holy Spirit says, I want to teach you. I want to teach you about the Father. I want to teach you about the beginning. I want to teach you that you have authority and power and how you can walk in this, how you can handle the Word. It can become life in your life. But are you dwelling on finances? Are you dwelling on husband or wife? Are you dwelling on the pastor? Are you dwelling on hurts? Are you dwelling on lack of finances? What are you dwelling on? You can speak this and have your mind, because the battle is won in the mind based on decisions we make. Amen? Hallelujah. So, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. I wonder why. Do we really have desires for Jesus? Do we really have desires to become holy, changed, sanctified by the Word of God? Do we really have desires to change? That the fruits of the Spirit start operating on the outside and someone looks at you and say, gee, you look different. Gee, you act different. Or are we just the same old person on the outside? I don't care what anybody thinks. God has called us to holiness. You can say it all you want to. You can try to jump over fences and try to climb mountains. You see? But he's called us to holiness. You've got to have a change in your life. You can't abide. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. In other words, my word, the handling of my word, you see, is going to take over. And you're not going to dwell on the things of the world. You'd be surprised how many people are controlled by that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Turn, if you would, Steve, to Matthew 13:19. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 19 says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. This is he who has received seed by the wayside. Saints, God the Holy Spirit wants to teach us to get the Word, to abide, let the Word take over, to handle the Word, so we get the harvest of the Word. If you just play around with the Word and you want something for the flesh, so you're going to get the Word in you, because if I abide in the Word and the Word abides in me, therefore anything I shall ask will be done unto me. It has to change us, saints. I've been changed from booze and drugs and hate and a death wish and in the Marine Corps. And I've been changed from multiple sclerosis. See, I don't say this to try to put myself above you. I'm just trying to tell you that if the Word changes you, you got to be changed. I haven't gone back to smoking. I haven't gone back to booze. I haven't gone back to pot. I haven't gone back to MS. I haven't gone back to hate. I haven't gone back to bitterness. And I was in all that. It's changed me. So I'm not standing up here telling you to do something. It's changed me. And it depends on the background and the individual, you see, saints. Because if you don't understand the kingdom, if you don't understand there's sanctification, if you don't understand God's called us to holiness, Jesus, or the Bible says, do not defile the temple. Do not defile it. God says, if you defile a temple, I'll destroy you. We don't want to hear that. Many are sick, and many die because they don't discern the Lord's Supper. See, sometimes we want to get everything out of the way. We just want God to do something. Come on, God, I'm going to abide in you. I've been abiding you for a long time. No, if the word ain't changed you, if you're still doing these things, whether it be tobacco, booze, pornography, whatever it may be, you ain't changed. How can I change? You got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Teach me. Teach me what's wrong with me. What am I doing? Amen? Teach me what I'm doing wrong. I don't see these promises, Lord. I don't understand the beginning. I don't understand. If I don't forget the beginning, I'll be in Jesus and the Father. I don't understand that. I don't understand that Satan can come steal the word, because you and I have a responsibility to keep our minds renewed, to speak the word of God. And if anything comes into us, you see, we dwell on all kinds of things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to show you something very powerful. You all heard of Elisha, followed Elijah, right? 2 Kings, Steve. 2 Kings 2:9. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read 9. So it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what may I do for you before I'm taken from you." Elijah said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Now how many here, before I do anything different here, how many here would like a double portion? Everybody, right? Okay. You can want all the double you want. I'm not into double. I'm into what Jesus said. Turn to John 14, Steve. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 12. He didn't put no double portion on here. What Jesus said, he said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." He didn't say double portion. He didn't say three portion. He said you could do the same. So why should we settle for double or one portion? Why don't we do what Jesus said? Because we're sons and daughters. He said, you're in Jesus, you're in the Father, if you don't forget the beginning. If you remember what this is all about. If you let the Holy Spirit teach you. Amen? He said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also." So he didn't put all these conditions on as far as, do you want a double portion? Hey, what he said at all. If we got the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, and I'm willing to pay the price, I'm willing to be cleaned up so the anointing will flow. 13, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I'll do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Anything. The reason why it don't happen, you see, we don't have the light and the revelation, the teaching of the Holy Spirit in us, you see, about this beginning, about we have it all in us. We're in Jesus, we're also in the Father. So you're not lacking anything. But you see, a lot of people read that about Elijah and Elisha, and they say, "Oh man, I'd like to have a double portion." No, no, you're cutting yourself short. You can do the same as sons and daughters, the bride, the body of Christ. You can do the same. Well, is it God's fault? No, it's our fault. There's some things we're lacking. You want a miracle? Believe in miracles. Study miracles. Do what Jesus said. Amen? You know why we don't want to do miracles? We are afraid of failure. We really don't believe it's going to work. And so the process of being changed Remembering the beginning, knowing that thou, so I can be in the Father's Son. And you go through a process, sanctification, and so on and so on, renewing the mind. Many things that we go through. See, most people hear about Benny Hinn and Andrew up here, but you're seeing Andrew 30 or 40 years down the road. You ought to sit down one-to-one if you could. He's a very busy man. And really let him tell you what goes on. All of us want to just step into this. No, you're going through a change. And if you don't want to give in to being come holy and stop defiling a temple, there comes a time, saints. God will keep knocking, keep loving. And he'll just keep trying to get, but listen now. If we keep dwelling on the things of the flesh, all of a sudden, the Spirit goes back into your spirit. The Holy Spirit says, I'll teach you all things. That means he'll teach you how to walk in miracle, the anointing of for miracles. I'll teach you how to walk in the gifts. Do you want to go to the Holy Ghost school? Or do you want to hang around and say, I want a double portion? You won't ever get it. You know why? Your sons and daughters. You're supposed to get the whole thing. You're not supposed to get a double portion. He said you can do the same. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid to defend the Word of God. You know what we do? We turn on people. Oh, they ain't got no faith. She didn't say it 100 times. If you got the Holy Ghost in you, you ain't got to worry about other people. You're supposed to let him be flowing through you into them instead of blaming them. If we truly have it, bank one. Uh-huh. We ain't going to get no double portion, saints. You can ask all you want. Jesus never expected for us to ask for a double portion. He expected us to do the same. That's what he expects us to do. The apostles handled it, touched him, saw the works. And the Bible says to build on the apostles, you see, the prophets and Christ being the chief cornerstone. You know why? They touched it. They handled it. And Peter started off with all kinds of problems, and he wound up in the book of Acts with a shadow around him. And they were dragging people out to the shadow and being healed. If you allow God the Holy Ghost to teach you, you'll walk and do the same things Jesus does. And the trouble is, we don't want to pay the price. Oh, male, God ain't talking about holiness. Yes, he is talking about holiness. You can find it all through the Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. There's a teaching in every book about holiness, about relationship, about sanctification, about changing. And it's a real battle. You know why? Along that highway, the devil tries to get you to dwell on, she done this, he done that, the pastor done this, the body I don't like, this, I don't have no money, I've tithed all my life, I've prayed all my life, and God's never responded to me. We dwell on, we confess it. Because he'll steal what you don't understand, Satan will. He'll remove it from your mind. How? He'll get your mind so full of self, it'll squeeze the Word of God out. You'll no longer hear the Word of God. That's why we speak from the flesh, the laws of the flesh. The Word has been squeezed out of our mind. Our minds are full of self. Hallelujah. Satan blinds the minds of people. Have you ever wondered why people act the way they do? God loves them, but they're blinded. Hallelujah. Then after a while, they speak a good thing, but they choose not to believe because they're afraid of failure. It may not work. I told my sister over here about this. That was 6 months ago, and nothing's happened yet. You've gone to dwelling in your mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? So you can say, well, I like to get this double portion. Jesus said, if you're true sons and daughters, you'll do the same. Forget about portions. You'll do the same. And you got to have this in your mind, saints, by the Holy Spirit. You can sit home, read the Word, study and pray, and let the Holy Ghost teach you what holiness, cleanse you. You see, shake, everything comes out. Needs to come out. Everything that stays needs to stay there. Wigglesworth had no education at all. And he was raising the dead. He was doing the same as Jesus. So it's not wrong to be educated or to go to Bible school. But don't put anybody down that has not. Because I got Catherine Kuhlman. No school. Hallelujah. Benny Hinn, no school. I can stand up here and name them all. Name a whole bunch of them. They were strange, peculiar people. You know why? The Holy Ghost takes you into strange and peculiar things. It makes no sense to the mind. You know we are? We're driven by our five senses. If I don't see it, then you get locked into that. I got to see it. If God rubbed your nose in it, you wouldn't see it. I got to see it. Why? You think God wants to prove himself through you? By you seeing it? He expects sons and daughters, the bride, kings and priests, to walk in those offices. And you can hem and haw and travel all over the place and get into yourself and dwell on all kinds of different things. Your mind will be so blinded, the devil will squeeze the word out of your mind. When you're acting by the flesh, that means you've grieved the spirit or you've locked into your flesh, you see. Hallelujah. Amen? Are you blessed? Hallelujah. We're going to believe for miracles tonight. So obviously no one's got a bad report here except that lady. She said she rebuked it. And how long ago was that, dear?
7 years.
You haven't been to a doctor in 7 years. And when you went, what did he say you had?
I have
thunderbolt clot in my heart. Oh. You have any things going on up here like I mentioned earlier? Once in a while? That's for you. That may not be just for you, but there may be other people in here. I really think God wants you to receive that because God wants you to have the fullness. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Does anybody else have had those things up in here I mentioned earlier? There's one. Yeah, lady back here. Anybody else? Put your hand right on it. Right on there. Put your hand right on it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we expect the healing anointing. We expect the miracle. Whatever's going on in these bodies, your daughters, your sons, the bride, then we know you are not lacking your faithfulness. So in the name of Jesus, we touch this. Your hand, our hand becomes your hand in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The healing power from you, Lord Jesus, is flowing now into that word of knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. No bad reports, so Maybe your checkbook is a bad report. Whoa. See, if God don't take you through a process, hallelujah. We ain't got, Jesus said, buy from me gold, refined in the fire, and that means a whole bunch of things. That don't mean just gold, but it means a whole bunch of things. When he says, buy from me, oh, okay, praise God, hallelujah. Play that one. I want you to close your eyes and listen to this. We played it last week. And I want you to respond to what you're hearing. Listen to the words. Close your eyes and listen to the words. Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus does miracles. Whatever you need, then you need to come up here and receive from Jesus. Whatever you need, whatever it has to be in your body, your emotions, your finances, come up here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We ask the power of your Spirit, the anointing fall upon these people and me, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We're here to learn of you, Jesus. We're here to bring glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We're here to have you become our Lord and our Christ and let the Word work in us, Lord. We want to understand, not to forget the beginning, Lord, that we're in Jesus and we're in the Father. We have all the benefits, Lord. Now we need to learn to how to let it flow, Lord. Let it flow. We give ourselves over to you. We give our flesh over. We give our wills over. We give our minds over to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We give you our tongues, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord, for the harvest, what you're going to do. You're a Lord and Savior, Lord. You are Lord over sickness and disease, over emotions, over finances, Lord, over whatever. You are Lord. You are King. You are the Son of the Most High God. And we honor you tonight with healings, Lord, in a harvest and people's bodies and minds and emotions and checkbooks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the impartation, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the impartation, Lord, as I touch her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe in miracles. 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 Hallelujah. Believe in miracles. Hallelujah. Believe in miracles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Believe in miracles. Hallelujah. Do a miracle, Jesus, wherever he needs to have it done. Do a miracle, Jesus. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, do a miracle, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do a miracle, Jesus. Do a miracle, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do a miracle, Jesus. You know her heart, Lord. Do a miracle, Lord Jesus. Do a miracle, Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask. We ask. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, right now, Lord. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Standing in for Steve. He's in jail.
Felonies.
Really?
What's this? You could keep that in prayer all week.
Okay.
We're in agreement here, man.
Yeah, we are. We're miracles.
Well, don't hold on to each other. God may want, God may want to touch you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Like that, see? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. God says, my daughter, you have heard in my scripture the apple of my eye. You're very pleasing to me, saith the Lord. You're very pleasing to me. There's always work to be done. But walk in the areas that you're pleasing to me. You are a faithful daughter. You look to me. You look to me for all things. And I'm not going to disappoint you. I'm called faithful one. And I will not be slack in my faithfulness to you. So God says, my daughter, continue to do what you're doing. And ask the Holy Spirit to expand you. To expand you. To move the stakes. To move the stakes. Because God says there's an anointing is going to fall on you. A presence is going to come upon you. And whoever you talk to, whether it's bringing him to me or her to me, they will not resist. They will not resist the wisdom that comes from you, the words that you say by my Spirit. So you'll be blessed, my daughter, by serving and bringing glory to me. Yes, there'll be difficult times, there'll be trials and testings, but it's all part of your call. You'll go on to further and deeper things because I speak it tonight, and I speak it again tonight, and I speak it again tonight. Three times, God says, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, oh yes, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the... Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, the presence, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Yes, the presence, Lord, the presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Presence, Lord Jesus, the presence, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence, Jesus, the presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The presence, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, there'll be fresh and new beginnings as early as starting tomorrow. God says he wants you to agree with him, and he wants you to be in expectation. The Holy Spirit's going to help you to expect a new beginning. There's new beginnings. You have been with me a long time, but there's new beginnings. There's always things stored in me, saith the Lord, that I want to release into my sons and my daughters. And I want to release things into your spirit by the Holy Spirit. New beginnings. There's going to be a freshness and a peace like never before. There's going to be direction from my wisdom like you've never had before. There's going to be knowledge that rises up in you. There has going to be great desires, and the enemy's going to try to steal the desires. But God says, my daughter, that you're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. And you shall walk in the areas that I proclaim you shall walk in through my word. So I speak to you tonight that you have a harvest coming, and it shall be yours, all yours, and it'll be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, saith the Lord. Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the impartation, Lord, of the Holy Spirit, Lord, in her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For you have dwelled in some places of the spirit realm, God says, my daughter. But you have come back, and you have not really desired like you did at first to go back. But God says, my desire is looking at your desire. So I'm placing my desire in you so you'll get revived and you'll get the harvest. So you'll go back in the spirit realm and see things that you used to see. And God says you haven't walked away. But God says for some reason you've kind of pulled back. Pull back because of what some have said and some have come against you. But God says, I have not come against you. I am with you. And my realm is beyond their realm. My realm is beyond their tongues. My realm is beyond you. And so, daughter, you can come back into that realm. The gifts and the callings are irrevocable. I have never taken it away. But I will revive it tonight and give you a harvest in these areas. For surely you need to be refreshed. And surely you need to be encouraged. And surely you need to know that I'm truly still in love with you, and that my grace will operate in your life. Father God, in Jesus' name, favor and grace and power, Lord, into my sister right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God says there's an anointing, a training coming in your life. I can see around like a little capsule type thing. And that doesn't mean you're stagnant or you're bad or something. But God is going to about to have you break out of the shell like birthing. There's a birthing coming. A birthing coming. You're going to break out of one shell and go to a bigger room. A bigger room in me, saith the Lord. Will there be many things in that room? And whatever you can see by my spirit, God says it belongs to you. And you can give it to whoever. You can give it to whoever. Because once you give that one out, I'll supply another. Once you give that one out, I'll supply another. God says, my supply shall run through you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that It's like candy sugar or something that blows, and they put it on a thing, and it's all
candy.
Cotton candy.
It's my favorite.
You know, I can see you sitting. It looks like a, it's a presence of God, but it's very heavy and thick, but very soft, and it looks like cotton candy. I know it's not, but it looks like cotton candy, and you're sitting right in the middle of it. There's mighty blessings coming, saith the Lord. Mighty blessings coming, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God says, my son, you have read in my word, any door I have opened, no man will close. So the door has been opened to you, but you've been waiting for it to be opened. But God says, any door I've opened. He's opened the door of ministry. He's opened the door of anointing. He's opened the door of the gifts. He's opened the door of financial blessings. Any door I open, the door of forgiveness, he's opened it. He's opened it. God says, my son, come on in. Come on in. Sit down. Let's talk this over. I want to show you and tell you what you are in my eyes. You are above yourself. You are above. You are above. You are not beneath. You will not be trampled on by the world. You come out smelling like a rose, because my anointing smells like a rose. That's my presence, saith the Lord. That's my presence. So look at the doors that I have opened. Look at my word, and then walk through them, and watch the glory of God fall upon your ministry, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. For you both will stand in the presence. You both will stand in the peace. You both will stand in the grace. You both will stand in the agreement, because I so spoke it tonight, that wisdom will flow where it wasn't flowing, because I have opened that door, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch my sister right now. Hallelujah. You know these little tops these kids play with years ago, and they'd pump it, and it would spin, spin, spin. God says, my daughter, it's not going to spin no more. It's not going to spin no more. There seems to be just kind of like going through a revolving door, just going in and coming back out, going in and coming back out. God says he's going to stop you now, and he's going to set you down, and he's going to start giving you a schooling through the word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. God says everything yesterday will not be no longer a part of your life, because you're coming into a new place. Yes, you've wandered around in yesterday, but God says it's season. It's season. You're going to come into a new place in me, and you'll no longer be going through a revolving door. You're going to go on a direction which is the highway of holiness, and God will cause you to walk upon it. And when you be obedient to God, you're going to see victory, many victories. There's things about that you'd like to see in family. There's things that you'd like to see in people who are close to you, but they seem to be rejecting me, saith the Lord. But there's going to become an anointing upon your life, and you're going to stand still, and you're going to speak my wisdom, and they're going to give in to me and come into me and let me be their Lord and their Savior, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I touch my sister right now, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I can see you sitting on a swing. And you're swinging back and forth. And in some areas, you've been very comfortable. But, you know, I just saw a hand take you off the swing. Some of those areas you've been comfortable in is not my realm. But it's okay to swing for a while. But God says you're going to stand on your two feet, and you're going to preach what I tell you to speak and preach, and you're going to do what I tell you to do. Yes, it'll be difficult because people may laugh, and you may be insecure in some areas, but God is going to shore you up with the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. He's going to let the anointing come up out of your spirit. He's going to let himself fall upon you in areas like the cloud guided in the Old Testament and the
fire guide in the Old Testament. There's going to be a fire lit in you, and it's going to cause your tongue. It's going to cause your tongue to loose. It's going to burn in you until you become obedient. My daughter, you're coming off the swing. You're coming off the swing, saith the Lord. And you're going forward by my power, by my spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. This is strange. I got a fish tank at home. I went to feed him. And one of my little sharks got caught in a rock. So his head was sticking through one place, and he was gasping for breath. And I reached down there, and I pulled him out of this tight spot. And when I pulled him out, some of them stayed on the rock. And I said, I don't think you're going to make it. That little guy's been swimming all over that tank, and he's just now starting to eat. But when you look at him, man, you go, oh, he's been in a battle, boy. Half his neck thing is scraped off inside of his jaw. Why am I saying that? God says, my son, you're in a tight spot. And the anointing on Elry's life is going to break you out of that tight spot. And yes, it may scrape you a little bit. And yeah, you may get scunned up a little bit. But God says you'll be blessed. You will carry on like that little fish. You will continue to eat like that little fish. God says tonight, new beginnings. Things have been broken off from you. I'm pulling them out of that tight spot in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Fire. Fire in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh. Hi. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the glory of God. The glory of God. What is your first name? Yeah. Brenda. You go to school up here? Graduated. Let me tell you something, dear. I'm going to tell you some truth. There's some sadness in your life. God's going to bring some joy into your life. There's something lacking. I don't know, but God knows. There's some sadness in you. And God says he don't want you walking around in sadness, although that's part of the makeup of the physical body. He says, I want you to have joy. Father God, right now, Lord, I ask you to release into her joy, Lord. Joy all through her life, her emotions, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you for the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The happiness, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You know, listen, I'm standing here looking at you and you're all dressed in white and there's a crown on your head. There's a big archway behind you and there's people on each side of you who are going to help you. There's people on each side of you. They're picking up the train or the thing falls behind you. They're picking that up. But not only are they going to help you walk, they're going to help you in any area that you decide to open yourself up to the Holy Spirit and walk in the supernatural realm. There's people, financial blessings will come to you as you become obedient. So as I see you now, you're all dressed up in white and there's a crown on your head and God is just waiting for you to take a step, take another step, and take another step. Because every time you take a step, there's going to be joy, greater joy, and great joy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Isn't God good?
All the time.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to bring a new day into your life. What's your first name? Jim? God wants to bring a new day into your life. God says you need a new day.
Not an old day, not the old way, but God wants to bring a new day. Father God, right now, Lord, we thank you for the new day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he can become a sponge like, just drinking in you in, Lord Jesus Christ, just being soaked by the dew of the heavenly realm and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, Father God, let this hand that's on him be your hand and release into him, Lord, desires that he needs. He's kind of lost some desires in some areas, and you're going to give him a new desire, Lord, a new desire for you, Lord Jesus, a new desire for a new day, that in you, Father God, through Jesus Christ, is great brand new things that he's never tasted. He's read about, but he's never drank or tasted. But tonight there's going to be a new taste. Tonight there's going to be a new drink. It's going to be the new wine. And he's going to be filled and drunk on the new wine. And he's going to know that God touched him and that God is with him. And the new day has begun. Right now I declare it and prophesy it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatness of God, the presence of God filling this place. We thank you for the harvest. We thank you for miracles. Even though, Lord, sometimes we don't catch on right away, but we believe, Lord, tomorrow morning, Lord, many are going to feel like they've been in the heavy, heavy presence of the Holy Spirit. They're going to be very peaceful, very sleepy, drained out, but not drained out as the world drains, but as the Spirit of God touches and drains. There's things being drained out of us right now and being refilled by your presence, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you. A supernatural changing going on, a harvest going on right now, Lord, in our emotions, in our minds, in our families, in our grandchildren, in our children, in our finances. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, that you're a miracle-working God. You're a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there's no one like you, Lord Jesus. There's no one like you, Lord Jesus. We want to get to know you better, so we must go to the school of the Holy Spirit, because only he can teach us things about you. And we don't want to be taught by our minds. We want to be taught by the mind of Christ, the Word of God. We want to thank you, Lord, that we walk in the fullness, Lord. You supply, Lord. You've supplied forgiveness and anointing. You've supplied peace, Lord. You've supplied salvation and the gifts, Lord. You've supplied your name, Lord Jesus Christ. You've supplied your blood covenant, your faithfulness, Lord Jesus. And we walk in God's supply here tonight. It's in Jesus' name we all walk in. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. You are the Master. You are the King. You are the Lord. We draw all attention to you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're sanctifying. We thank you, Lord, that we're going through testings and trials. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is teaching and counseling us. We thank you, Lord, we have great desires, Lord, in this room to carry on your ministry, Lord Jesus Christ. Not a double portion, but doing the same thing, Lord. Doing what the apostles done. Do what the prophets done. In Christ, you are our foundation, Lord Jesus. We draw everything from the kingdom within us, because you are our King and you are our Lord. And we exalt and love you and exalt and lift you up tonight and draw all attention to you. You are the mighty God, and we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen.